Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Exodus 12. Verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. He said, this month will be to you the beginning of months. It'll be the first month of the year. Speak you to all the congregation of Israel and say, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. If the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating, make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. Have you ever heard this before? A male of the first year, you take it out from among the sheep and the goats. You keep it up to the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. You take of the blood. Have you ever heard of the blood of the lamb? Is this a type of Jesus? And you strike on the two side posts, on the upper door post. And they'll eat the flesh in that night. Now, this is something that is not brought out as much as it should be. How many things were they to do once they had killed the lamb? Two things. Not just one. Somebody say two. Two. Hold up two fingers. How many things?
Two.
They were to take the blood of the lamb and apply it to the entryway of their home. But that wasn't the end. What else were they to do? They were to eat the body of the lamb, both the blood and the body. People talk about the blood, but they omit the body. Big mistake. So, verse 8, eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, with bitter herbs shall you eat it. He described to them exactly how they were to eat it. And verse 10, not leave anything of it till the morning. So very specific about eating the body, how it was prepared. Don't leave any of it. Verse 11. Thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. Eat it in a hurry. It is the Lord's Passover. Now, why do that? Why eat it, bags packed, fully dressed, and eat it in a hurry? Well, what did he say to them? If you back up. He said, I'm bringing you out of here. So you eat it in faith. Now, do they have any reason in the natural to think they're going anywhere?
No.
They and their forefathers have been slaves in this nation for four centuries. All kind of things have happened. And Pharaoh said, no, I will not let them go. I mean, all kind of signs and wonders and plagues and destructions, and they still are slaves to Pharaoh. There is no reason in the natural. Papa didn't go anywhere. Grandpa didn't go anywhere. Great-grandpa and grandma didn't go anywhere. But when God says, get ready to go.
Get ready.
I don't care if ain't nobody left the house in 430 years. You go on and get ready. I don't care if nobody's been out of town. In 430 years, you go ahead and put your traveling boots on. Put your clothes on. Gird up your loins. Pack your stuff. And in fact, get it right next to the door and eat quick. Isn't that what he said? Eat in a hurry. Is this a type of redemption? Absolutely. You know, you apply the blood to the doorway, and when the destroyer came through, killing all the firstborn of man and beast, he said, when I see that blood, I'll not allow the destroyer to come into you. And he would pass over that house. That house was exempted, got passed over. The wages of sin is death. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of that is not just physical death, but eternal death. Why aren't you going to hell? Why aren't you paying the price for all your mistakes? We've been exempted. We've been passed over where judgment is concerned. Why? Because of the blood of the Lamb that has bought us and paid for us. And therefore the destroyer cannot come into our houses to consume us and destroy us. Was this a type of the spotless Lamb? Yes. Mr. Well, I don't see healing in there. Yeah, I'm about to tell you about it. Go to Psalm 105. It describes this very night when they came out. Psalm 105. Now, you've got to remember who these people are and what they have been doing. They've not been serving God in Egypt. They've been worshiping false gods. And they have not been treated well, especially in recent times. You remember, they were required to produce their quota of bricks and weren't given the materials to make them out of. And so they're working night and day. When they're not making bricks, they're roaming the countryside, scrapping the straw together, and then they're being beat. Remember this lately? Because of what was going on, they were beaten. They're treated like livestock. They're slaves. And so were their fathers, and their fathers before them, and their fathers before them. 4 centuries. Now, when you're treated like that, you don't have a decent place to live. Your food is substandard. You're overworked, malnourished. You're going to have sick people. People that are beaten, ribs broken, limbs broken, eyes and ears and noses broken and damaged and didn't receive proper medical care. They're worked out in the fields till they drop, heat stroke. Had to be a lot of broken, sick, diseased, weak, damaged people. That's what slavery does to people. But when they came out that night, we have a description in Psalm 105. Are you there? 105:36. 105:36. He smote also the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. There were 603,550 foot soldiers, not counting the older people, not counting the women, not counting the children. You probably easily have 2 to 3 million people. You going to tell me among 2 to 3 million people, you can't find one weak or feeble of people that have grown up in slavery, slept in the cold, worked in extreme heat, been beaten, overworked, underfed? No. Doesn't even make sense. There had to be many of them that were weak and broken and diseased. But when they come out that night, there's not one feeble person. I submit to you. Something very miraculous happened in connection with the Passover lamb. Oh, God, something amazing happened. You try today to find 2 million people in any group. Find a church of 50 that there's not one feeble or diseased or weak in, among all of them. In this whole nation, you could not find one weak or feeble or broke. Because the first part of it was silver and gold. Is this a type? Is this a type of redemption? What does a type do? A type portrays the real thing. It points toward what's coming. Amen. Who is the Lamb? Jesus. They were spared. Somebody said, well, it was by the blood. No, not that part. They were not destroyed because of the blood. But something else happened. They sat in there. Oh, did you get this now? Uncle Ernie, who had a stroke out in the field 10 years ago and was paralyzed off one whole side of his body. He ain't going nowhere, but Uncle Ernie got ready. They dressed Uncle Ernie and put his boots on him. Aunt Minnie had been beat by a taskmaster and her hip was broke and had an eye knocked out. And besides that, she'd just been poor health for the last 10 years. But Aunt Minnie got ready too. They got Aunt Minnie ready. Said Aunt Minnie said, get my boots. We leaving here. We coming out of here. Well, we can't told all these sick people. How are we going to leave? He didn't say anything about that. He said, get ready, get dressed. Get packed up, get ready to go and eat the body of the Lamb. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Is there healing here?
Yes.
And it's in what? It's in a type of redemption. If there's healing in the type, there's got to be healing in the real thing. What it was pointing toward. What it was portraying. Is there salvation from destruction and death in Jesus? Just like there was in the type. I mean, all of us say apply the blood and be saved. What about the rest of it? Eat the body and be healed. What about the rest of it? Get rich. Get plenty of silver and gold. I mean, first thing you need when you get delivered out of darkness and spiritual bondage and out of the devil's kingdom, first thing you need is plenty of money and a good strong body. Now, got money, got health, ready to serve God. Come on, let's do it. Do we have anything less under the fulfillment of the Passover lamb than they had under the type? People try to tell us this kind of nonsense. No, what's the truth? What's the truth? If it's in the type, it's in the fulfillment of the type. If they could get protected and get rich and get healed through the Passover lamb, surely we can get protected and delivered and healed and blessed through the lamb. The lamb that was a type of.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Types of Redemption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002F. That's R2002F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.